Oh, I have a chance of making this one.
Hey, there's always a chance.
Don't give but up. I have a greater than 1/6 chance.
You can do it.
I have a 1/3 chance.
There's something aside. You just can't.
And I did it.
Down.
Of course, next time I will be down to a 1/6 chance again.
You can do it.
I think I have 1/6 chance of about all of mine.
Holy crap.
That was amazing. That was the only one I think I could make without a 1/6
chance. You can use courage.
Well, that's true. Good about that.
I've learned not to. Kevin just sets arbitrary numbers at the end anyway.
The trick is not to let them know you're using them. We'll punish you if you know you're using them.
True.
Did you change the world we're making, or did I just get worse?
The world's go up.
Every time you make
No. Oh, yeah, I know they go up.
Oh, you mean the actual seal?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I think you got worse.
Each season they're the same, right?
Yeah.
Well, they stay the same for the duration of the season.
I've missed a lot of my skill rolls by 3 seasons.
I missed up by a lot more now.
Hey, that's exactly what I needed.
I missed by 4.
There's no way.
And if not for like, the fact that I had 3 in that skill, I would have missed it by 7.
I got 7 checks.
Really?
Well, some of those were because I won by, I made them by 3 or 6 points.
Yeah.
I made one
exactly, and I made one by 6.
I think I could have gotten another 5 points if I spent 5 points, if I missed a lot by 1.
I missed a lot by 2. Or more.
But I've decided courage or for adventurous.
Well, you know, that's one theory.
Well, almost every week last time I put extra courage in, and I ended up with like a 5% chance or something.
If you do it right, man, every game you run, you have no courage for dancing.
Well, that's true.
Well, you
so if you draw the game with no courage,
you're ahead. With my one that I didn't need to roll 6 on, and my 2 rolls where I got a 6.
So I swear I'm not possessed by an alien.
Only rolled up one.
You're not possessed by an alien
being this week.
Okay. Were you last week? Mm-hmm. I must have missed that.
Mm-hmm. I got to shoot Chris.
Okay. Yep. I shoot Shannon.
People were going, Chris is acting funny this week.
Just to make sure.
No directly.
Until I shot Chris, and then I thought, never mind. Perfectly normal.
No GM would have Shannon possessed 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, someone else is possessed this week. This week, Eric is possessed. See, I actually liked that game a little better than some of the other reality shows.
It sounded interesting once I heard about it. I'm sorry I missed it.
In quite a few ways, it was better.
Did it die a quick death? No, it just only ran for 6 episodes, I think.
No, it ran the whole way. The whole way.
I thought it ran the whole way, and it was only 6.
And it was actually did the whole thing. It was like 10 episodes away. And they actually got, and when they did get actually down to the very end, some of the contestants, you know, when they were guessing who it was, were still wrong. The 2 people who were left, there were three people left. And when there were 3 people left, you know, you know it's not you, so you guess, and if you're wrong, you still don't know who it is. So they both actually guessed right, and like they won because one guy did it faster than the other.
What do you mean, did it faster?
You answer basically what they would do is after every week they'd answer a series of questions on the identity of the mole, and then whoever got the most questions wrong was killed by the mole and taken off the show. So basically, there'd be a whole just shitload of, you know, everyone had to take notes of basically everything, because like, you know, it wasn't even thinking the mole it is. It's like the mole answered, you know, how many when they were counting the sheep, whatever. It was like 732. And they were like, you know, weird ass things. What color hair is the mole? Because so you're basically guessing. And so if you're in the early thing, you could sort of spread around. Like I think the mole is probably one of these 3 people. So you sort of answer a third of them for this one, a third for that one, and a third for that person. And if someone else did the things and missed them, then you'd get more right, even if you only got a third of yours right. And so they basically weeded it down to the only few people left. And then it was pretty obvious. And it was the lawyer chick in the end.
But of course.
And the thing is, they all went in to get interviewed, you know, regular, and they took as regular to be contestants. And then, like, they said, well, here, you know, you want to be the mole kind of thing. And she said yes. And she did a pretty good job.
So did the mole automatically get as much money as whoever the winner was?
Nope.
But she had the option to win everything?
No.
And why would she have said she wanted to do that if she couldn't win money?
Basically, it's sort of like guaranteeing to be the second person on Survivor. When you take the option of a 1/10 chance, or like a 1/16 chance of getting a million, or a 100% chance of getting a million.
They got more money the longer they stayed in.
They did.
They
the more got paid. You know, just...
There we go.
But otherwise, there would be no reason to take that.
Well, that's why I was trying to figure out.
No.
Okay, so the mole got a salary, basically.
Yeah.
And
yep. Because he had no chance to win.
So who's in charge?
Oh, we hit the
mole. You want Vulcan?
So Eric's in charge.
We're on Vulcan. How did we get on Vulcan?
Zoom.
Zoom.
Oh, that's right. There's like months in between episodes.
There's a lot of things. You're here attending. Well, the ship's here because.
I'll say it. Someone. Straight to that bone.
Captain's attending some sort of
there's another piece there though.
Medical conference.
Medical conference.
Yeah, sure.
She's found the latest treatment for her rare.
Can I have some moves down there too?
Yeah.
What are the break points, Jeff?
She getting treated for obesity?
36.
What the 36.
Eric has never seen the captain. You can just see whatever you want. Probably she's some sort of hideous monster.
She sleeps with a pig.
Never needs her cabin. You figure it out.
Sure, I don't think we've ever seen her on the bridge.
No.
She was on the bridge for like the first few or something.
Yeah, no, I never saw her.
She was more hands on back then, but she was all confident.
I missed like most of the first season.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's off with Wu on the planet.
Yep. So it's pretty much you guys have a week's sleep, surely.
Ooh, on Vulcan.
On Vulcan.
Oh, I have to check my role playing. Okay.
Eric's just amazed by this new ability to have role playing notes on the sheet.
Well, I can never remember what this race is supposed to be like.
I'm gonna go check on the
meeting. Okay. Quick, let's do something mean to Dave.
Alright.
He's not here.
Okay.
We go to our Charlie.
I look for a shore.
I go shopping.
I love you on Vulcan, so I quit.
I go shopping for nice Vulcan clothing.
So what's it like to work on Vulcan? Do you really have no emotions? How does it feel not to have emotions?
How does it feel not to have emotions?
Him get punched really quickly. Vulcan death grip.
That was anger! That was anger!
No, you're just... It was logical to move your annoying cousin from their back. You were distracting and slowing down the logical process. Death grip.
So first off, does anybody take anything
strange?
Yeah,
I do. I take a disruptor.
I take my
name. Are there limits about what weapons can be there?
Let's see, you can make a roll.
I think my Kaczynski battle stash, Captain.
Federation Law? Yeah, Federation Law, Vulcan.
Law, Starfleet Regulations?
Vulcan, not really Starfleet.
Okay.
Law, Vulcan Regulations.
11. I take nothing but my wallet and my good looks. Thanks for Thursdays again.
Of you stay, did you stay in Starfleet uniform and have, well, you can turn it up to 3 minutes.
And not in Starfleet uniform.
Me either.
I'd rather have my sanity balance.
Are we on vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, surely. Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, alright. Well, I don't want to carry a gun then. I want to carry a knife.
I'm going to be like fucking out there.
That sausage is actually doing really good, that
direct
smoke.
Oh,
man.
Still for
fun,
Miss Eden Rage.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
So, everybody's going looking in civilian clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Passport.
Well, what do we do? I mean, are we in a city at the Hilton, or are we going on a safari?
We're in, like, the capital city or something?
Probably the capital city.
Either way, you wear as little as possible.
What are you talking about?
Planet.
So, that temperature should never affect good fashion sense.
Thank you, Cap.
Yeah, and you're threatened by something larger than you.
You never, never have
your back way.
Dave, are you going to take any weapons or special equipment? Are you going to go in civilian clothes?
What are we going there for?
Shorty.
Shorty on
Wilson? Shorty on Wilson.
What an adventure. I contact my travel agent back in Earth, man. Find out what's the happening stuff.
On Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
I trust her. She knows everything, man.
Let's see. You can go to the...
About the Vulcan one. I thought I didn't hear her. At least I bring
the Vulcan. You know, after we visit, you know, Fulton's family, we have to do something, right?
Who the hell is visiting Fulton's family?
Nobody.
Again, not
where is it going?
He's going and he's off visiting his family. He doesn't want any of us along. Doesn't disturb him.
Alright.
He doesn't like us, you know.
Well, he doesn't like me. So I was going to put, you know, that olive branch out.
Oh.
But if none of you guys go, there's no way I'm going.
Why the hell would we go?
That's half this bastard.
So there's the gaseous clouds of the Vulcan Canyon and the things that say plus.
Alright. So it would be very much...
Is
like
there a bar
you can do in San Francisco? Okay.
Whoa!
A lot of the high-end stuff you can do. You
know, high-end, okay.
The cultural types of views. That's what you know.
You really have to be.
You mean like visit Ghirardelli Square?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Hope to visit Castro?
Right.
How about a hint
or two
tonight?
I want to
go
see the
a gay bath full of chocolate.
Gay chocolate.
I want to go see the Vulcan Exploratorium.
That should be cool.
See the Vulcan.
What the hell do I want to do in Vulcan?
I want to buy some cool clothes.
You're going to Union Square.
Yeah.
I'm going to Union Square.
We have Nordstrom. I'll go with you. Let's go shopping.
Okay.
I'm going to the Exploratorium.
Exploratorium.
The safari.
Yeah, marketplace tagline.
Can you safari in San Francisco?
Sure. Right on.
Okay, elsewhere.
Sure.
You can go to Alcatraz.
So sort of. So you want to actually shoot things, or are you just more of a
wooly? Well, you know, after I go to all the sites that Kirk was ever at. I figured, you know, I'd go, he was in Vulcan.
That's true. He was.
Season 2, episode 13. Not to mention, you know, the movie.
Oh, right. The movies aren't really part of the canon.
Oh, shut up. Crazy talk.
So, hunting safari for you, then, is it?
Yeah, well, after the historical stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, what's important about the
historical record? That's the historical record.
Yeah.
Historical record?
Wow. Kirk used this urinal.
Wow.
Exactly. Hey, did they have the bounty? I think they called it the bounty, didn't they?
This is where Kirk takes his own death. He was brilliant.
Cash on Earth.
Yeah, I know, but maybe they picked it up, brought it back here on a display.
Why would they do that?
It's Kirk!
This is Vulcan.
Well, sure, so they thought it was better, right? They have to appreciate Kirk.
Why would you have that? Every town we go to, do they have the bounty here? Do they have the bounty here?
Oh, they have
replicas
of the bounty in all planets.
Welcome you with open arms.
And they had to do with Spock, too, because Spock was his best pal.
They have models.
Do you want to do anything special?
I want to get tickets for the Fillmore.
Okay.
And,
well, yeah, they rock out on Vulcan.
Put on Vulcan opera.
Vulcan opera.
Actually,
wait a minute. I'm picturing us.
This got a lot easier when we learned the Vulcan was just like San Francisco.
Yeah.
John Tech at Red Rock.
And I also I want to go.
Or Yanni.
Yeah.
I was like,
I want to go to like someplace and try to find cultural Vulcan weaponry.
Ooh, I don't know where that is in San Francisco.
Museum. Oh, there's a big weapon
museum.
Sure. No, and there's a major.
I'll go to the Presidio.
No, I don't want to see the museum. I want to buy it.
That'd be a gun shop.
Yeah, he goes to a gun shop.
Pawnbroker, gun shop.
But you're more interested in knives and stuff, not so much.
So be like a traditional Vulcan weapon, like a weird pole axe thing?
Sure, yeah.
Or whatever, a knife.
Yeah, they'll have some couple weird swords.
They're crazy like that.
Yeah, well, every non-human race is a weird one.
Yeah. And weird noses.
Right. And the more ungainly and stupid the weapon looks,
more dangerous and
exactly. Within the hands of an expert, the expert can counteract the fact that this is basically a stupid weapon. Make it back into a mediocre weapon.
You don't think that the Klingon weapon is just one of the most amazing weapons ever?
The Batla?
Yeah.
Yeah, after slicing up you.
Yeah. If I was ever attacked by a ferocious mutant radish, I'd be set.
It's just like a dicer, except with a blade inverted.
I think we need to go to every Federation planet and see which ones have the chakra.
I think we need to see which ones have replica belt. And
all
the others.
They flew here for a while, and then flew to Earth.
Okay.
And
I
can see having at least a plaque.
Sure. I also want to get a tan and drink a lot.
Right. Let's go into the castle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good restaurants. Sure. Good restaurant every night. Now I'll transport back, from the safari.
I go to Hot and Hunky Burger.
No, they're good stuff.
Okay,
that's what we're all doing. Speak of Rose. Speak of Rose.
At least here it's the sweaty Rose.
On behalf of the
restaurant, that's what we're all supposed to split up
like that.
This is what I got from 60th Adventure.
On what?
Holden's character.
Tell us it's like Chicago.
I don't know what Jack can do in Chicago.
I know. I had jobs.
I used to live
in Chicago. Would be like pizza.
Really?
Go to make pizza.
I'm in Europe right now.
Go to the
what face was
the big museum?
The Navy Museum.
Oh, that's right.
I think it was the natural
No. You want giant stuff you can walk in, man. It's a computer museum in Boston.
Yeah. So how's the exploratory?
1066.
It blows up terraces.
No, it's pretty good.
Revolutionaries. Eternal strife on the planet.
It manages to be the easiest adventure ever.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. No, it could be a mall explosion.
terrible accident at J.C. Penney's. What could possibly go on during the James T. Kirk walking tour of Vulcan?
Right. Okay.
I'm pretty sure a computer would do one up for days.
Remember where you parked.
Yeah, well, I just parked at the beginning of the walking tour. The walking tour always ends where you started.
God, no wonder I always do them wrong.
That would make a lot of sense, yeah. So what?
Always end where they start.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, you know, you're like, I'm going to save down and shit, my car's back there.
Got to walk with the back part of town to get back. Or go back the same way I came. Start to feel that crap.
Kevin, I'm right. Struggling to find an adventure.
I got the adventure studies. Enough of you together.
So you asked us where I wanted to go.
a little too open-ended.
So you come up with a fun place to go. Kevin, hopefully she was going to say, well, I go to that place where the adventure is with everyone else.
Hey, how about we all meet back for dinner at a different restaurant every day?
Okay.
Okay, sure.
It's all on like Federation credit cards, right? Because we don't have money.
Right.
Right.
Federation people have as much money as they want.
No, they don't.
You do. Let's go to that big restaurant that turns the first day.
Sure.
Equinox? That one is.
Equinox. On top of the Hyatt?
Yeah, I think
so. Equinox top of the Hyatt. I proposed to Julie there.
Right.
Yeah, we went to our honeymoon. The first night on our honeymoon, the second night actually, because the first night was a wedding.
But did you propose because you were dizzy?
I'm very dizzy. We leave that.
The great
one.
I hope you know the name of that place that you proposed there.
Equinox, top of the Hyatt.
And it spins. Really fast.
Really fast. Very, very slow. Okay. So if you're there long enough, as soon as you sit down, you put something on the windowsill. If you're there long enough, you'll be able to pick it back up.
Okay.
Each month. How long do the insects
take? About 45 minutes. Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. The whole restaurant. Well, actually, only the outer part of the restaurant on this, you know, big platter. And then the kitchen in the middle stays still. So, waiters have to step off of the non-moving moving parts of the moving parts. I'm talking slow. 45 minutes
every 2 or 3 minutes, yeah. The waiter steps over and goes,
whatever. Okay, so, Equinox first night after shopping.
So I was at the Exploratorium.
Hey, tomorrow, let's go to the Equinox. Everybody, let's go.
Alright, so Equinox.
No,
we really haven't done our
job.
Right,
really.
Oh, that's true. That should be today. Interesting.
You should just roll randomly. If you roll low, it's something really bad. If you roll high, it's something really good.
Yeah.
Very simple.
I think we should use our fast talk skills.
I don't know.
The only reason I'm doing this whole smart thing.
I think we should use our really deadly tactics.
I don't have one.
Mr.
Madness.
That in a Nordstrom.
And how many... I think we should each choose the most appropriate skill for what we're doing.
Is high good or high bad?
High's good.
What are we doing?
We're wrong.
Okay.
We're browbeating Kevin into my control for how our day went.
Okay.
That would be good.
What are we wrong? Just
two rolls? Yeah, two rolls. Yeah, it's not Willie Bryan.
Let's see if we have a good air.
Can one of them be a wild duck?
No. Can two of us
be a wild duck?
Can one of us, can each of us roll die six and then can we add like two?
I think you subtract two because you're together.
Well, you each roll 2d6.
Wait, no, but we get a bonus if we're together, right?
No.
Because
we're going to minus because you're together.
Hell yeah.
All right, that's wild.
Going shopping for clothes without someone else is no fun.
One starts
very true.
Together, it still sucks.
What are you talking about?
All right, fine. Big hat, I'm a chick.
We're going to have a great time.
Fine. You
get
2 die 4.
You get 1 die 4 and all the power shop.
Kevin's killed in a free...
So you went to, like,
Where
are you
going? I got a big chance.
Right, does that just make sense?
I guess you didn't
find
anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's because volume
is a little bluer than normal or something.
Right on.
I couldn't find anything.
A little bit more mottled than normal.
Yeah. And you wanted to get like one of the traditional Vulcan weapons?
Sure, if they have them.
Yeah.
You can even be attacked by a traditional Vulcan afterwards.
So the Vulcan shows you the
big heavy unweighted sword.
Yeah, so
I have to have it shipped.
Transport it here.
Yeah, I tell them whatever docking base that whatever USS whatever.
Covering.
I don't want to carry that big unwieldy thing. God, what kind of a moron would fight with that? You guys fight with this so you won't hurt each other?
That's a logical statement, for the weapon is very dangerous.
No, it's not.
Potentially dangerous yourself.
God, out of my thumb.
So Donald is there.
Red Heartstrokes. Oh, 7. I'm looking for something... that I can turn into a trend among the working class people on the ship.
On the ship.
Yeah. All of my
people even wear uniforms on the ship. Like, all the time.
Yeah, but there's some sort of accessory.
Oh, an accessory or more like clothes?
Well, something like a sash or something. Something that says, you know, foreigner. Something that says alien from Vulcan.
I see.
But yeah.
Little fake pointy ears.
Yeah, that's
well, you're ready.
Where are you now? Where are you
now? I can just form. Perfectly average.
Trying to set up a trend?
Traditional.
No, I think someone buy something. The trend setting takes work back once you're back.
Alright.
Yeah, it's like a traditional, like, belt thing.
Okay.
Very Vulcan.
Where is it? I get that.
You've never seen the shows. So.
I get a whole bunch of them. I can give them out to some of my.
Right?
Friends.
Vulcan Lederhosen.
Okay.
That's okay.
Who rolled for it?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. Just nice clothes.
I told him Vulcan
was all too hard. But I guess I could only find trampoline trampy.
Artistically tasteful.
Well, you know, if you don't have if you just got on your own style.
You know, Vulcan clothing is very conservative.
Yeah, that's probably.
Despite the heat.
You know.
Way too conservative.
Yeah.
How can they cover up so much with this?
Just raw. Like a mold and laser.
You gotta walk around naked and set an example.
Okay.
You gotta walk around naked around me.
Okay.
You have to jump.
Oh, are you talking about the goose? I'm all sad now.
You find a nice sort of a... traditional
hat
to cover the
soccer
ball. You look like the
other one. I know
what I'm saying. I'm clearly looking in the wrong store.
I don't think Vulcan culture and clothing is going to match up with your style.
Yeah. Is there any portion of Vulcan society that that wild side of their personality?
No.
Probably you can even find something traditional that you can like modify.
No, not this way.
The wild side of Vulcan.
Dead.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have it inside, they just replaced it.
They don't even have interesting foo-foo drinks at the bar.
I turned down as low as I could.
And they say no.
Still can blame, but I don't know.
Okay, we're
done. So Dave, you go, like...
He's got the Kirk walking tour.
Kirk first day.
Got and it. You got an 11th, didn't you?
Until I run out of Kirk stuff, I'm doing Kirk.
You got 11.
Yeah, 11. And 6 was the wild die.
That wasn't the wild die, Dave.
I had 2 dice.
Search perceptional.
He finds an artifact. It's Kirk.
You're all high up.
It's some gum that someone spit out on the sidewalk. Don't chew gum.
Search perception, Dave.
Oh, search perception, gotcha.
It must be Kirk.
Is this Kirk related? Because I can put some points to this.
Yeah, you're looking, you know, the site where, you know, they have the bounty. When they were working on it and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa! Yeah, baby! Alright, unfortunately, it's only a 10.
Yeah,
you can make that a 13.
Make it a 13.
What's the
break
point, man?
Teddy's fun. 13?
Yeah. Is something that's been lying around 100 years now?
Yeah.
Maybe it needs a 13.
You're not allowed.
You're
not
allowed. What, is there a breakpoint at 13?
There will be another breakpoint at 13.
Well,
that's
all
give you something.
Yeah.
You
got
to
do it.
Well, a
10,
you get a...
And a
13,
like an
8. No. It would be more for sure with a 13.
Well, I can authenticate it later.
Yeah.
You got to go with the 13, Dave. All right, fine. Dump it all in.
You know,
everything along
5 points. Yeah, 5.
Normally.
I guess you used some in a little...
I was so close on 2, and I really wanted
so close. I was one way like 8.
Exactly. I was one way on 2, so it seemed like I should do 2.
Oh, okay.
If I had 8, I probably wouldn't have done it.
I get it.
So are you using your last 3 points?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
All right, so you got a 13.
Actually, also make a...
fucking bastard.
It's a cripple or whatever. I don't know what
you got. Yeah. You need a 15 on this.
We got
a oh, boy.
Yeah, baby! Yeah!
14! Wow, good thing you made my
You know, you also need...
Actually, now that you've done so well, the bad way to see you. Gone, you interview
with it. I turned out I'm in a museum.
Hey, this looks like a dog to grab.
Turns out you just stepped through a time,
that's all right.
Time portal. Yeah, that was nasty. So... you kick over a stone. You see something shiny, you go pick it up. It's, like a
five-year-old communicator bed.
And then you remember...
that Kirk...
Kirk's number of Amelia, he mentioned that he lost his hydrostat when he was working on the mountain.
Yeah.
And
it has embedded in it JTK.
You know, on it, engraved has his little JTK.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you got Captain Kirk's hydrostat.
JTK.
Now
you have an authenticated
troll
banner.
Oh, boy.
So I got 2, Kevin.
You gave quite a high
defense. I believe they do have prisons on Vulcan, but only humans like yourself.
I was at the exploratory.
Exploratory.
And then I started pushing down all the kids.
You just assumed you could touch
You have the cultural flexibility, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Good thing.
I also
no
have...
feels human alive.
I also have an app with anthropology.
An app?
No, man, this won't work on you.
Someone's
right. An app with an arm.
Just find that baby right back on there. Don't worry about it.
No, then you can get it like a bionic arm. Or a metal one, and then you'd have like character.
Oh, you don't have character now?
No.
Like warp the, you know.
You're just like you're also every you know, standard run of the mill toady.
There's gotta be one of those, so it's not an average.
There's tons of them.
Roll a 2. Maybe he's still wearing his communicator badge or something. Oh. Gives him away.
Why would that be bad?
Kevin said, oh, he's not in uniform, that makes it harder to do whatever you
do. Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so you go to the...
Federation
shop. Shop my explore.
It's 45 minutes or so, I think. It was around...
Look, it's looking real done, man. You want
to... Get out and kill us all.
Right. The magic fork broke.
Magic fork needs to be thrown away. Actually,
you know, there's a lot of like magic fork.
What are you guys doing?
They washed it. I think they washed it.
I didn't want
to them
off. Someone might have put
it in. A lot of early, you know, Vulcan like experiments and stuff with kids can play with. And then there's stuff on the era of the when.
It's the first Vulcan warp drive ever, and Shannon accidentally turns it on, and it warps out into space, and it's lost.
But then, you know, when the Vulcans first join the Federation and stuff, and then there's, you know, more experiments and stuff, and there are there was a group of about half a dozen Vulcans protesting. Quietly.
Why are you guys protesting?
But that's incorrect scientific method. and make a...
They hate cool ones.
So the Federation start before people, humans started, right? Or did humans create the
Federation? Federation is one of the founding members.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, the Vulcans
were leaving the war.
What am I wrong? Fast talk? Diplomacy? Dodge?
No, nah, just culture.
Dodge. Energy weapons.
They should have about an hour.
Or at least culture.
Okay,
we
culture. Started. Is it logic?
No.
Nah. It should be if it's Vulcan.
Well, what? You just say what's going on.
I get an extra die.
Snake eyes again.
Five.
So they say they are... the protesting, the Vulcans' involvement in the Federation.
What's that?
Just because the Federation is a bad influence on Vulcans. You know, because everybody's emotional and just trying to affect Vulcans.
We're not trying to affect you.
And, you know, artifacts like this just, you know, glorify the Federation.
Oh, they're beautiful. I love it. Very nice. What artifacts? Sorry, I missed it. What
artifacts? It's people like you.
What artifacts?
A disease upon Vulcan.
Yeah, we're not ready.
Why do you think we're a disease?
Because you bring a corrupting influence. They can all be used, want to be illogical and emotional. And that's when some of those is that you have your, like, start to communicate.
Why do you think that's bad?
And said, wait, he's from Starfleet.
Uh-huh. Why do you think that's bad?
You think the crowd sigh? You just don't even ask them questions. The turn is just, you know, this seems to turn a bit more hostile towards you.
Good thing they have four vinyls.
And they're surrounding you against your personal picks.
Oh, demons! Oh, they're so mean. I just start shooting them.
I don't know what that is.
Say, I'm part of the Starfleet. I'm going to come back and nuke your planet for this offense of my personal space.
You know, Starfleet is a tool of the Federation. You can oppress Vulcans.
Starfleet and Federation the same thing?
Not quite.
Oh, okay. I'd be happy to discuss this more if you could back up a little bit. You're invading my personal space. And I'm going to kill you, Eric.
I'm just thinking that perhaps if Starfleet staged a military coup and took over the Federation, maybe they wouldn't hate it as much.
They actually do back off of it.
Oh, thank you very much. So, we're not really trying to corrupt anyone.
Except you. I mean,
but the bitter
is not true then.
I mean, follow the will of an Andrew.
That always confuses me. Could you say it without the negative?
Let's see.
No, apparently not.
Yeah, pull that thing out
of
there.
Oh, go ahead. Go if that is it not true. That's okay.
Is it not true that because of the, if not for the Federation, without the Federation's involvement, the Romans would never have tried to invade Vulcan?
Yeah, that's probably true. Don't you remember the Federation? Romans trying to invade Vulcan?
Yeah, like last year. Well,
shit, let's kick some Vulcan ass.
I thought headed in for the Vulcans anyway.
Well, they're related, though. But yeah, I could see that might be right. What else?
See, this is when Shannon's the wrong person.
Oh, wait, you're
off the fucking rest. For stirring the peace. I'm pretty sure any of the rest of us could have turned this into a firefight.
You flood everywhere.
I told them they were my personal space and they got out. They were very nice. So can I ask questions now?
It's my turn.
Do you actually really believe it's totally the Federation's fault? Or do you see some Vulcans as contributing too to the Romulan invasion? Or do you think it was really just the Romulans' fault?
Federation involvement is contributing to it.
Are there any other reasons that you think? Because I've heard, you know, Vulcans and Romulans. And I've always been curious about that. Is it true?
We do have a shared history.
So could that have been why they invaded?
Of course not.
Oh. So they're like okay with you and everything.
The Romulans
how'd this shared history come about? Did like some Vulcans leave or did some Romulans leave? Which start first?
Some Romulans though.
Yeah,
Vulcans. Long time ago. So we were trying to bring them back.
Meet and annual.
And why'd they decide to leave?
That is
that carnival now?
But now let it stand.
You can now say they leap above me and pull me into unconsciousness and it'll make you feel better.
No, they just did an egg thing.
One of the messages is you.
Then one person is like, highlighter, right? You know, I'm a Starfleet spy, I'm sure.
Yeah, something like that. Capitalist.
I can't wait till we meet up at the restaurant.
We don't have
any
money.
Don't
enjoy
you.
Something to that. Here we do. We get as much money as we want. We're all rich, Jason.
You get what your position requires.
Yep.
Okay, I show up at the restaurant. Unless I don't.
No, you
show
up at the
springless.
I don't change my shirt. I pointed everyone. Show everyone my Vulcan momentum.
I show you mine.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
That will happen one of these days.
I show you my 19.
You're celebrating like your 10th anniversary now, right?
Coop and I went shopping.
Oh, for clothes. Look, I got a shirt too.
I got a belt.
It says, I am a Communist Federation Capitalist Spy.
Well, you are.
Hmm?
You know, the Federation does pretty much annihilate and destroy, you know, individual cultures.
Well, yes, but we make them better.
Kind of like China with Tibet?
Much the same. Shannon does it, as Starfleet told you. He fought into the party lane.
Well, I hope you all have, since you're all officers, or wannabe officers, or whatever.
I think they promoted me.
And the Americans are officers.
Doesn't it say promotion down there?
Yeah.
I thought they promoted you.
But I recall from class that, you know, one of the truths about what makes Starfleet great and the Federation great is that you don't have to agree with everything it has.
That's not true.
You just have to.
Unless you, you know, of course, if you're loyal, of course you do.
Yeah, you don't have to. But no.
No. Would Kirk follow everything his superior told him to do?
Why would Kirk have to? Everybody's supposed to follow Kirk. I can see why some people might not want to follow Kirk, but Kirk.
So that one's
cooked more than all the rest, Ken.
So did you pick up any interesting mementos, Dave?
Let me show you.
This hydro spanner.